Hash brown?
Yeah, it's Twitter, Mr. Shannon. You know, social media. You sign off with a hashtag.
Social media, huh? You taking Fast Eddie's into the future?
I'm certainly trying to, Mr. Shannon.
Listen, Eddie, do you still have the coldest beer in town and the tastiest and the cheapest eats?
Of course, Mr. Shannon.
And you still have that huge outdoor patio with all the flat screens, live music, and the video games?
Yes, sir, Mr. Shannon.
Well, I wouldn't worry too much about your Twitter or whatever the heck you call that thing. Stick to what you do best at Fast Eddie's Bon Air. Hashtag, if you're 21 and in the mood, get over to Fast Eddie's Bon Air in Alton, Illinois, and check them out online at FastEddie'sBonAir.com.
Hashtag.
Make sure you're easy to find online with a mobile-optimized website from Hibu. We'll build you an eye-catching website that looks great on laptops, tablets, and phones. And we'll help more visitors find your site with $600 of free search engine marketing with Google AdWords when you buy a Hibu website's premium package. To find out more, visit Hibu.com. Hibu, made for business. Terms and conditions apply. Only available with the Hibu website's premium package, which includes design service, wave assist, and video. See Hibu.com. Offer ends May 31st. 3 months free search engine marketing with Google AdWords valued at $200 a month.
Each and every weekday morning at 6:50, Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus gives us insights into the financial markets and investing. To get your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and tune in weekday mornings at 6:50 on the Big 550 KTRS.
I'm hungry.
Looking to try a new local restaurant?
Yes, I am.
Search Kuna Foods' new dining website, bestrestaurantsinstlouis.com. Like them on Facebook. That's bestrestaurantsinstlouis.com.
Thanks.
Get to Subway for the Black Forest ham, now the $3 6-inch select of March. Or grab the featured $5 footlong, the meatball marinara. Subway. Eat fresh.
Target Talk St. Louis is presented by the Belleville Indoor Shooting Range in Metro Shooting Supplies. Join host Stephen King, NRA certified shooting instructor, to talk about the world of firearms, from competitions to firearm safety. Stephen will take your calls and have guests from around the world of firearms. Target Talk St. Louis is brought to you by the Belleville Indoor Shooting Range and Metro Shooting Supplies in Bridgeton every Sunday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. on the Big 550 KTR.
Vineyards Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Frank Opinion's on the air.
So join his partners and him.
FM. We're full of chips and we think we'll get lots of
white dog crap.
Oh, that's when it's at its best, when it's white, all powdery.
It doesn't stick to your shoes.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the large morning show in the afternoon on this, the 24th day of March, 2014 AD, Anno Domini, in the year of our Lord. Welcome aboard, everybody. We're brought to you today by First Community Credit Union. Or as somebody said in an email they sent me, I just want you to know I just went to Community Federal.
Oh, my goodness.
That lets me know that person is over at least over 45 years old, because Community Federal hasn't been around for a long time. But I know what you meant, and I know where you went, and thank you for that. We appreciate it. Let's do this.
Hey!
This being an introduction to a couple of other people in the room, the control board operator, Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
Well, first, I would like to say thank you so much that we are getting some more snow. I've been missing it for a little while.
Yes!
We thought spring was here, but no. I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are not hearing from your advisor, you need to call Mark and Jason, because they talk to all of their clients every quarter. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. And speaking of the snow, my mom called and left me a message, and she's in Bourbon, Missouri, and she said, it is snowing like crazy here in Bourbon. So thank you for the weather report, Mom.
Yeah, she's so lucky.
Oh, yeah. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven. I saw Bernice. Did you see that email of her tombstone?
Yeah, from Jeff from St. Genevieve.
Did you put it on our site?
I did not put the picture on. I will, though.
Oh, you got to do that.
Yeah, he found her her gravestone with the...
At the bottom of her gravestone, it says, I will always be AM and the PM.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. It's actually on her gravestone. So, yeah, if you'll throw that on the Facebook page, I think a lot of people would get a big kick out of that. Gone too soon. 10 years ago, she was only in her 70s. The late, great Bernice, who is in heaven. And I think we already hear from her. I guess we did. Thanks. Good to hear from you again, Bernice. And we're talking about earthquakes and some people that seem to have the ability to know when they're coming. And Rat Boy says he has that ability, and he can tell if there's an earthquake by the change in the smell of what?
Cheese.
Cheese.
Hmm. Wow.
Hey, he's pretty connected to that cheese. Who's to say? Ladies and gentlemen, Bruce Lippert and the All Boy Orchestra.
Yeah. 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 Give it up.
Earn the highest return on each dollar you own at Community Federal Savings and Loan. Now with 5,000 branches, the mailbox is to serve you. I must have written 500 Community Federal commercials back, way, way back when, before Peon was a fetus. I was probably doing that. There is no such place now, but there is a First Community Credit Union, and that's the place we want you to know about. Thank you, Bob, for letting me know that you are a brand new member there, and to all of you who over the last few years have become new members. I became a member, meaning I moved all my banking there at 6 years ago, 7 years ago, something like that. Saturday morning, if you enjoy the yard sale, that's who you have to thank. You may be tempted to thank Paul Warner. No. Paul doesn't pay for that show. Paul gets paid to be on that show. He gets paid a fortune to be on that show. You know what Paul Warner makes for hosting that yard sale?
No.
$200,000 a year.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what I heard. That's what I heard. Okay. They must really like him in First Community Credit Union. It's a place to bank. The word bank is not in the name, but don't be fooled by that. It is a great place to bank. You want a car loan, you want checks, you want saving, you want... Whatever it is that you get at your bank now, get it and more and better at First Community. And since it's supposed to be spring, in spite of the snow in the forecast, we are not far at all from the time when a lot of people are going to be wanting to make some home improvements. Winter took a toll on a lot of people's homes, including ours with the flooded basement when it hit 10 below zero. You need a home improvement loan, you can get up to $25,000, depending on some things, the value of your home, blah, 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 blah. They'll go through all that with you, but you can get up to $25,000 for a home improvement loan from First Community Credit Union. I don't know where you're banking, but if it's not at First Community, change that. Come join us and do all your banking at First Community Credit Union. This weekend, I listened to my iPod, which is built into my iPhone. I have about 580 songs. I know that these things hold 10,000. I can't even imagine who has 10,000 songs or 5,000. I don't know that many songs, but I have about 500 and something. And one day maybe I'll go through just the artists and give you a little kind of an idea of, I guess you could get kind of a profile of somebody and how limited they are or how wide their musical tastes are by their iPod. But one of the songs that came on was one that I'm going to play you a little of now, and you all know this song. It's a terrific song, but as I'm listening to it with my $5 Walgreens earbuds, which are as good as any earbuds I have ever had, and I've paid as much as $100 for earbuds, it occurred to me this is another song that had to be written by somebody on drugs, and nobody has ever really paid any attention to the lyrics. Now, here's the song, and you all know this song. It's a beautiful song.
Norah Jones.
Norah Jones, called Don't Know Why.
She's hot, too.
She is hot.
Yeah.
And I love this song. It's just a nice...
I
waited till I saw the sun.
I don't know why I didn't come.
Don't know why I didn't come.
What?
That's C-O-M-E.
Left you by
left you by the house of fun.
I don't know why I did.
So I'll take it down and put it in the background, and I thought I'd just share with you I waited till I saw the sun. I don't know why I didn't come. I left you by the house of fun. I don't know why I didn't come. I don't know why I didn't come. When I saw the break of day, I wished that I could fly away. Instead of kneeling in the sand, and here she comes, catching teardrops in my hand. And then it goes on to say, my heart is drenched in wine. But you'll be on my mind forever. Out across the endless sea, I would die in ecstasy. I'll be a bag of bones driving down the road alone.
Mm.
My heart is drenched in wine, but you'll be on my mind. And then the last verse, something has to make you run. I don't know why I didn't come. I feel as empty as a drum. I don't know why I didn't come. What am I missing here? Let's start at the top. I waited till I saw the sun, which tells me, okay, somebody sat up all night.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I didn't come. I left you by the house of fun. Was that like a carnival? Fun house?
I don't even get the second line. I don't know why I didn't come.
I don't get any of it.
I waited. She's saying I waited.
Till I saw the sun. Like she's waiting for him.
I don't know why.
Or maybe he was waiting for her at the house of fun. And she didn't go to the House of Fun to meet him.
I you know what? These lyrics...
We're wasting our time.
They don't make any sense. No. They just pick random sentences and just throw them to... Yeah.
I wish that I could fly away instead of kneeling in the sand, catching teardrops in my hand. And then this part, out across the endless sea, I would die in ecstasy. Well, wait a second. Ecstasy is something wonderful. But I'll be a bag of bones driving down the road alone. It doesn't make any sense.
No.
It doesn't make any sense at all. I have to write a song before I die. All I need is somebody to make it sound. I need a great melody and a style.
She could be saying anything.
Absolutely. In fact, I was thinking of rewriting this song. No, you're right. And I jumped across the road today. Parakeet got in my way. I mean, make it matter. It's the same melody. Yeah. It has the same feel to it. I left you in the hardware store. Don't know why I cry no more. But it doesn't be just as effective as what she did. What else is going on? They say now the plane is in the Indian Ocean. There's something real weird going on with that. How can you sort of shut this whole thing down and say, okay, that's kind of it, everybody, the plane's in the ocean, when you don't know that? You assume that, but you don't know it. There's no evidence. Yes, I think about 90% chance that's true, but here's what I saw this morning. They're taking a hydrophone. This thing, you drag it behind a ship, and it's an ultra-sensitive microphone. It looks just like a stingray, like the thing that kills Steve Irwin. It's flat, and it's got like an antenna tail, and they put it underwater. I don't think it has to go far underwater, and it is capable of picking up any sound, a transmitter, a pinging sound, up to 20,000 feet deep.
Well, that's
a sensitive microphone.
That's the problem, though. Have you heard how deep the Indian Ocean is?
More than 20,000?
26,000 feet.
Uh-oh. Missed it by 6,000.
Yeah, I heard that a couple days ago, how deep this ocean is. And, I mean, who knows? I mean, you could maybe they just got to a point where they go, let's just say, all get together and just say it's
in the
here,
ocean. And then everybody go away and leave us alone. The other thing I saw was, and they showed a miniature version of it. It comes in different sizes. It's a drone submarine. It's an unmanned sub capable, again, and this is interesting that you said, I had not heard 26,000, missed it again by that much. This thing can go down 20,000 feet. The submarine can go down
that much.
But at 20,000 feet, it should be capable of spotting below it any wreckage.
Well, can't they put that, what was that first thing you said?
A hydrophone, it's a microphone.
Can't they put the hydrophone on the outside of the submarine? So
there you go.
You'll have 20,000 more feet.
Or how about this? Drag the hydrophone, drop it down 6,000 feet. And then it's got another 20 to hear something.
Yeah.
But they got all this stuff. And if you start reading about the number of people involved and the equipment involved, I get it. There are people dead. I get that. And if those were all Americans, it'd be a whole different story with us. It's weird, isn't it? I've said this before. If you
right.
see that a bunch of people die, and you turn on the TV, we interrupt this program to bring you a special bulletin, and it said 240 or 50 or whatever people are presumed dead in a horrible plane crash. You run to the TV, and then when it says they're in India or somewhere else in the world, you, ah, oh, okay.
Yeah,
if you're honest,
that you,
if you're honest, that's your reaction. But if they said they were all from the United States, it would be like, oh, no, now this is really serious. They're all humans. They're all people. But we don't seem to get quite as free. The
Although,
other thing is, I think, too, it's sort of a relief, like, whew, somebody else is the object maybe of terrorism, not us.
Although, look at the, what was the one flight, the TWA flight? That
800.
Yeah. I mean, we really don't even know what happened with that.
I think I do.
We were
totally
right. Exactly.
I think we'll never know certain things. Did you see, now this is kind of interesting. Since Jimmy Fallon has taken over to the Tonight Show, I've never seen it one time. I can't explain
really?
What. I've not watched it once.
It is really, really good.
And by the way, not deliberately, because I think Jimmy Fallon is very talented, but I did see the Kevin Bacon thing, the Footloose thing.
Oh, man.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, that's. I've only seen clips on YouTube.
Yeah, that's all I've seen. But let me tell you something. This Kevin Bacon, I couldn't tell his performance that he just did on The Tonight Show from the one from the movie from, what, 30 years ago?
Yeah.
This guy hasn't aged. He's got all the moves, the dancing. It was incredible. It was fantastic to watch.
The Jimmy Fallon Show is really, really good, and
well,
I've watched it. We've watched it almost every night.
Well, he's a lot more talented than Jay Leno. Jay Leno wasn't talented except as a comedian. Fallon is multi-talented.
And to get his guest to do all of the things
right.
that they do, like
right.
the Kevin Bacon thing, when he came out and did that whole entrance, and then he gets him to play games and stuff. I would think that some of the people are going to really want to go on his show because it's not...
Because they can let their hair down.
Yeah.
And they can cut loose. No, I can't explain to you why I've never seen The Tonight Show since he took over. It's not by design. I didn't think, well, I'm not going to watch it anymore. It's just weird. I haven't watched it. But I know... It's probably a better show, just from the clips that I've seen.
You know what's interesting, though? Have you heard anybody say one thing about Seth Meyers?
No.
No.
I haven't even seen a clip of his show.
No talk or buzz about it.
I've seen the Seth Meyers show, too. I've watched a little bit of that.
Well, here's the bad news for Seth Meyers. Bad timing. He happened to step in the same time Fallon did. You know what? That's not a good time to do it, because Fallon's going to get all the attention because he's in a better time slot, and he's more talented. I think you take a back seat to him.
Yeah.
If Fallon hadn't taken over at the same time, Seth Meyers would have gotten a lot more attention, I think. And maybe that's good. Maybe it's good that the magnifying glass is not on him. He can make some mistakes and the whole world's not talking about him. But I'm with you. I'm surprised I haven't heard anything about Seth Meyers. We've talked about this before. I don't know that I get this, but I sort of do get it. Here's another case of this is a deputy down in Texas, and he's won a massive sexual harassment suit. He was harassed, he said, by his female boss, and he's been awarded $567,000.
Whoa.
Down in Galveston, Texas. Now listen to this. We don't have constables here. It's kind of like a sheriff or something. So he was a deputy constable. The county constable was a woman named Pam Matranga, and she's been there since 2005, and he says that in 2011, and not just on that occasion but other occasions, there were numerous sexually suggestive actions from her. Now listen to this, and I'm trying to understand how a guy could complain about this. He said she would come up and put her shirt over his head and force him to motorboat her boobs. Now, for those of you who don't know what motorboat... Yeah, thank you. Just making him put his head between her boobs.
I saw the picture, though. That's why...
Uh-oh.
Oh, pretty.
Okay, now I'm starting to understand the lawsuit.
Yes.
Not hot, to say the least.
No, she looked like a linebacker.
Like a welder.
Oh, man.
Yes, it wasn't pretty.
He says that she also asked him if she could perform oral sex on him.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, again, Peon has seen her, and I'm sorry, folks, but the reality of life is that does make a difference here. If she were smoking hot, he might not be filing this. In fact, he might just go, let's just let this be our little secret. Yeah, put your shirt over my head.
And, oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you can search for her. She looks like, oh, man, okay. She looks like Jay Leno.
Well, now that says it all.
Hey, put your shirt on
my boob. I'm going to put my shirt over your head, and you're going to move about my boob.
Well, you know what? You've just explained the harassment zoo to me, and that's all I need to know.
Jay Leno.
All right, now tell me what you think about this. This is the Dear Prudence, which is like Dear Abby. It's a column, a syndicated column. It runs all over the country. And here's the letter. Dear Prudence, several years ago, I dated a woman named Rhonda for 3 months. I broke up with her after her sister Amy revealed to me that Rhonda used to be Ron, and she showed me evidence of that. When I confronted Rhonda about her formerly being a man and now a transsexual woman, she broke down and confessed that she was going to tell me, but only after we had been intimate. Luckily, we had not been intimate yet. Now, I love this line right here. It wasn't her transsexuality that ended the relationship, but her deception. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Like if she had said right up front, hey, I used to be a guy, he wouldn't have had a problem with it. So let me just ask you guys a question. Okay. Yeah. My answer is no also.
I don't care if the results are...
I don't care if the results are Charlize Theron or Jenny McCarthy or Katy Perry. You could look like a clone of Katy... Well, no, maybe Katy Perry. No, you could look like Katy Perry. Once you said to me, by the way, I used to be Carl Perry.
Yeah, I don't know how you could...
Ever
have relations.
No, I could never get past knowing that no matter what was down there...
Weezer rubbing.
You were what?
Yeah. Nope. I'm with you, man. I'm not... I could never resolve...
Not that there's anything wrong with people that choose to switch.
Whatever. James Rebhorn is dead. Rebhorn. Look him up. Google him. I promise you, you've seen him 100, 200, or 300 times in movies and on television. Dead at 65 from melanoma, which he battled for 22 years. And they have caught one of the Army's 15 most wanted fugitives down in Florida. This guy has been on the run for 40 years.
Holy cow.
He got out. He escaped from Fort Leavenworth in 1974.
Wow.
And was just captured. Wow.
You would think after 35 years.
Well, I think they would have just forgotten about him.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think they ever do. I think there's always that one, sort of Columbo-type guy who just won't give it up.
Pardon me, am I bothering you?
Yeah, am I bothering you? Did you want to escape in 1974? They got him down in Florida. And don't you know that...
Oh, man.
At a certain point, once you've made it for 30 years, you get it sloppy. Because you got to go, nah, they've given up on me.
Yeah.
And he probably did one dumb thing... And it got him caught. And it's a spring break time, so I thought I'd just run down for you the top 10 spring break spots. I don't think there are any surprises in here except one. Number 10, and this is from the 10th to the most popular, Miami Beach. 9 is Cabo San Lucas. Hey, we were just there.
Yeah.
8 is Orlando, Florida. 7 is Hawaii. 6 is Destin, Florida. 5, Steamboat Springs, Colorado for spring break.
Hmm.
This is the one I don't get. Number 4. The Wisconsin Dells.
What?
Yeah, the 4th most popular spring break destination.
A lot of farmers up there.
3 is Panama City. 2 is Galveston. I get it. Farmer in the Dell. Uh-huh. I get it. 2 is Galveston. And number 1, Cancun. So those are your spring break destinations. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Had a request for this joke, and we've done it a lot of times, but I think it's been long enough. It's probably been close to a year. It's an art gallery, and I know you guys, like I am, big on going to the art gallery.
Yeah.
And there's a husband and wife, and they're staring at a portrait, and they're kind of confused by this painting. And the painting has 3 black men. They're totally nude, and they're sitting on a bench. And what's weird is the guy in the middle, and these guys are, they're black guys, but the guy in the middle, and you can see their wieners, and his is pink. And they're just staring at it. And the curator of the gallery, the art gallery, comes over and says, "You like that painting, do you?" And the husband says, we don't get it. And he says, well, and he starts into this long explanation. He says, you know, here at the museum, we've studied the picture and we've had discussions about it. And many of us believe it depicts the sexual emasculation of African-American males in a predominantly white patriarchal society. In fact, some serious critics believe that the pink penis on the man in the middle reflects the cultural and sociological oppression experienced by gay men in a contemporary society. Okay. And he walks away. Now they look at each other like, what the heck? What did he just say? And another man walks up to him and says, would you like to know what that painting is really about? And the wife says, well, the curator, that man was the curator. He just tried to explain. He said, I don't care who he was. He says, I'm the painter. I painted the painting. I can tell, who's more of an expert than me? I can tell you exactly what it is. And they said, well, yeah, we'd love to know. He says, well, first of all, the three guys sitting naked on the bench, they're not black men at all. They're West Virginia coal miners, and the guy in the middle went home for lunch.
Meet me. Let's see how traffic looks right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, traffic has gotten heavy rapidly. We are slow on westbound 40 now between Grand and McCausland. Eastbound 40 stacks up between Timberlake Manor and Mason. On southbound 170, slow Ladue through 40. Northbound 170, the usual slowdown, 70 through Airport Road. Southbound 270 has some stop-and-go pockets between Page and Ladue. On westbound 70, they've cleared that accident that folks were looking at in the eastbound lanes of the Rock Road. Westbound 70, though, is slow from 170 through St. Charles Rock Road, again from Zumbel through Cave Springs. Eastbound 70 is heavy from 270 through St. Charles Rock Road. This traffic report is brought to you by Subway. Discover the new Flatizza at Subway. Crispy flatbread topped with marinara, mozzarella, and made the way you say. Get two today for only $5. Subway, eat fresh. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
I'm Kelly Jackson. Tuesday morning on McGraw Live, the latest developments in the search for the missing Malaysian airliner. ABC political analyst Trey Harden brings you insight from inside the Beltway. Tim Weiland has traffic, Jim Holder with sports, and I'll have news twice an hour. Join us for McGraw Live between 6 and 10 a.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
Honey, we need to talk.
Uh-oh.
This kitchen's got to go.
Why? What do you mean?
The cabinets are old, the tile's cracked, the chip from Formica countertop with that metal edge that snags everything.
But I just...
And it's too small.
But sweetie, I called Callier and Thompson Kitchens and Baths yesterday. They'll be out this afternoon.
Oh.
Callier and Thompson Kitchens and Baths. They're famous for returned phone calls, itemized estimates, and employees who show up when they're supposed to. Be it a large or small project, Callier and Thompson offers the highest quality and professionalism in the business. With more certified kitchen and bath designers on staff than any other firm in the area, their designers are on the leading edge of industry trends. Callier and Thompson, next to Uncle Bill's on Manchester Road, just east of 141, can help you reclaim your space.
I'm glad we had this little talk. Now about your man cave.
But
call Callier and Thompson Kitchens and Baths for a free estimate. 636-391-9099. That's 636-391-9099. View their portfolio at callierandthompson.com.
Do you suffer with numbness, tingling, and burning sensations in your hands or feet? You could have peripheral neuropathy. Hi, I'm Dr. Ryan Lewis, D.C., president of Missouri Pain Treatment Center. Our main focus is the treatment of people with neuropathy. Before they came to see us, most of my patients have spent many years dealing with their neuropathy. Unfortunately, it gets worse. Neuropathy can affect your balance. Neuropathy can make driving become a real issue. Balance problems make it hard to do the things that you really enjoy, like gardening or even walking your dog. You don't have to just accept it. Let me help you turn your life around. With my exclusive Nerve Fit program, we'll work to alleviate the pressure on your degenerating nerves and ultimately relieve your pain. It's a gentle, 100% non-invasive treatment process that has worked for hundreds of my patients long term, and it can help you too. Don't give in to neuropathy. Battle it and win. Call me right now and schedule a free consultation. 855-FIX-FEET. 855-FIX-FEET. That's 855-349-3338.
The following is a free offer from Rosetta Stone.
Anyone that I talk to about learning a language, I tell them there's just no other way to do it than Rosetta Stone.
I took Spanish in high school, and it was a miserable failure. 20 years later, I saw the Rosetta Stone program. And it was pretty fun.
You are seeing the language, you are writing the language, you are speaking it.
Real users agree. Rosetta Stone is the fastest way to learn a language guaranteed. And to prove it, we want you to be a part of our biggest language learning event in history. Because this year, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. To participate in this nationwide event, call 1-800-600-1356.
Rosetta Stone is, in my opinion, the ultimate method, the only method there is to learn a language.
For your free demo, call 1-800-600-1356. That's 1-800-600-1356.
This is an important message from HiZ Advisory Group. If you own mutual funds, listen closely. You may be paying unnecessary fees that could be costing you thousands. If you own $100,000 or more in mutual funds, call the offices of HiZ Advisory Group now at 314-909-1116 for a no-obligation review. HiZ Advisory Group will review your fee structure to help determine your real gains. Unnecessary fees could add up to thousands a year, especially to those with balances of over $100,000. Know what your real fees are. Call 314-909-1116 right now for your no obligation review. It's your right to know these costs, and HiZ Advisory Group can help. So if you own $100,000 or more in mutual funds, don't wait. Call this number, 314-909-1116. That's 314-909-1116. Ken HiZ is an investment advisor representative. Investment advisory services offered through Global Financial Private Capital LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. Lori Heisey is a licensed insurance representative.
Bertarelli Cutlery has been keeping St. Louis sharp since 1967 and is your one-stop shop for knife, scissor, lawn, and garden tool sharpening. If it's metal and you need it sharp, look no further than the professionals at Bertarelli Cutlery. For professional quality kitchen gear such as Vitamix blenders, Lodge cast iron, Wusthof, and Global knives, head down to the Bertarelli Cutlery showroom located at 127 Marconi in the heart of the hill. They also carry great local St. Louis made products such as NHB knives. These knives are handmade in St. Louis and carried exclusively at Bertarelli Cutlery. They also have cutting boards made from locally sourced hardwoods, designed and produced by Martin Goble of Goble Furniture. So head to the Chef's Toy Store and see all the great items and deals to be found. Bertarelli Cutlery is located at 1927 Marconi in the heart of the hill. Call them at 314-664-4005 or visit them at BertarelliCutlery.com. Bertarelli Cutlery, keeping St. Louis sharp since 1967.
I'm Larry Connors. You know, for almost 40 years, I've been in St. Louis building credibility and trust. Of course, no one just gives you trust. You have to earn it every day. That's what John Beal's family has done for 65 years. A roofing company doesn't stay around long unless it does the customers right. So I'm proud to represent the John Beal family. And when you need help with your roof, call John Beal, 1-800 New Roof.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florists can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
Hurt on a job or in a car wreck? Let the experienced lawyers at Brown & Brown help you. You know our law firm. My brother's a lawyer with the eye patch. At Brown & Brown, we can help you so you can concentrate on getting better. We'll take care of the rest. You can go to our website at brownlawoffice.com or to speak with an attorney. In Missouri, our phone number is all threes, 333-3333. In Illinois, our phone number is all eights, 888-8888. And always remember, at Brown & Brown, if you can't come to us, we'll come to you.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely on advertisements.
Baseball season's upon us. Time to fire up the grill. Broilmaster, the most durable grill known to man, features an outstanding roster of grills, smokers, and slow cookers, including their new fire-breathing charcoal grill. Broilmaster Grills, smoke the competition. With a lifetime limited warranty on most parts, see BroilmasterSTL.com for the winning lineup at the fireplace and grill center on Manchester or gas appliance service near Westport. Visit BroilmasterSTL.com for a special offer today.
Safe Auto gets it. That's why they help keep you in your car with the right car insurance for the right price right now. Because at Safe Auto, what drives us drives you. 1-800-SAFE-AUTO.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Let's see what's shaking out where it's quaking. Hey, see what I did there?
Oh, that's good.
Pretty good, huh? Southern California, check in with Mike Evans. Courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant in the Smokehouse Market. Let's see, today is Monday. I believe they're closed today, but they'll be back in business again tomorrow. Closed every Monday with few exceptions. Please make reservations for dinner at Annie Gunn's because you're going to need them. It's that good. Here he is, Mike Evans.
Give it up! Take care, Bobby.
How you doing?
Doing good. Having a little wine this afternoon.
Something different. Yeah. That's good.
Doing good today.
I just got a depressing email, and this is kind of applies to the radio business, too. And Mike's been in the radio business. I just got an email from one of our advertisers, and the guy that I work with at this particular company has been let go. That almost always means there'll be an opening here, folks, for a new advertiser. Because when the new guy comes in, it's like the new program director at a radio station. He wants to change everything.
Yep.
Put his stamp on it.
Put his stamp on it and shake it up. So if you're advertising and wasting your money, you might want to get a hold of me. FrankOpinion@yahoo.com. I'm sure we're going to have an opening coming up pretty soon. I hate to hear that. He's a good guy, too. So what's going on?
I got a pop quiz question. Everybody can jump in and play along. Name the name of the very famous person who wrote NASA as a child wanting to be an astronaut. Hillary Clinton. Bill Gates. Donald Trump. Answer in just a minute. Love Nugget, is it true that George Clooney has asked his new Oxford-educated lawyer girlfriend, Amal Alameddine, to marry him? And she said no. She said no. She wasn't interested in getting married.
Well, who'd marry George Clooney?
Come
seen
on.
That
yeah.
guy?
Exactly. Over the weekend, Mick Jagger's daughters toured Los Angeles cemeteries for Loren Scott's final resting place. She will be buried here in Los Angeles on Wednesday. Here's a shocking sidebar. Rudy Mazar, a former friend of Mick Jagger who designed the Rolling Stones tongue logo.
Oh, that's big.
And was never paid for it.
Ooh. Oh, man.
Wow.
That's
said
huge.
That although he never met Loren Scott, that Mick Jagger was such an egomaniac jerk, maybe Mick drove Loren to suicide.
Wow.
How about that for taking a shot?
But how do you sleep at night if you never paid the guy who designed that lips and tongue logo, which is famous? I mean, T-shirts, yeah. Concert. How do you not
hundreds
pay
of millions
it?
Of dollars, got to be.
Oh, my
it's
goodness.
It's on the side of their 767 jet that they own. I mean, it's everywhere.
Yeah, I don't know how you don't pay a guy something fair.
Couldn't he go after them?
No, no.
Wow.
No, not if there's no contract. He can't, no.
Wow.
So they were friends, and they were at a party. They were at over at Mick's house partying, and he drew it out, said, this is what you ought to use as a logo. Mick took it and ran with it, and there you go. Gave him $10,000 as a thank you.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you know what? In court, they'd go, well, you accepted the 10,
yeah,
and it's been years, and you haven't said another word about it, so apparently that was acceptable to you.
Yeah, well, he's tried to get money out of it, but the courts have always thrown it out for that reason.
Yeah.
You did take an amount of money for it back in the 70s. It was in the 70s.
And by accepting it, you pretty much said, this is fine.
Yep.
Wow.
On a much happier love nugget note, Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis, who I said was getting married a couple of weeks ago. Now Mila is pregnant, and her mom says with twins.
Hold on, hold on. They're not married yet?
I don't know. And maybe she sat on some sperm or something.
Oh, my goodness.
Sat on something.
Hey,
this is why
could
you
it
need,
happen.
This is why you need to use those toilet covers on
exactly.
the
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh.
By the way, Dan, give me a call when we finish.
Okay.
TV news. American Idol had hoped to have a 15-year run, but I don't know if that's going to happen.
No, it's not going to happen.
This is their 13th year, and they may get one more or 14th, but the ratings are so bad now, I think this could be it. And how about that Jennifer Lopez? She's a judge on the show. It's her job to teach and tell contestants how to sing and perform live in front of audiences. So last Thursday night on the show, she debuted her new song, and she lip-synced the whole thing. And she lip-synced it so poorly, you could have read it with Braille.
Wow.
Hello? It's a singing show. It's about singing. I mean, I don't. How do you do that? It's a singing show, and she's out there lip syncing as a judge.
The only reason I would say that's acceptable is if you do it as backup, and then that night you have a cold or you know something
no,
happens.
No, it wasn't anything no. like that. I mean, come on, man. She just didn't want to sing live because she didn't want to make any mistakes. But yet she gets all over these contestants. If they make a mistake when they sing.
Uh-oh, look at that time.
Well, don't do that. I got that's plenty left here.
Well, that's our countdown clock. I'm sorry.
Odds and ends, hundreds of New York Jet fans that are animal lovers are canceling their season tickets because the Jets signed Michael Vick as their quarterback. even celebrities are canceling a subscription to Vogue magazine because porn skank Kim Kardashian and a convicted husband boyfriend are on the cover.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
Advertisers are also pulling ads now out. See, I have so much other stuff. Really good stuff that is really great stuff.
It'll be good tomorrow.
Huh?
It'll be good tomorrow.
Yeah.
Like wine.
Kanye, for a wedding present, gave Kim 10 Burger King franchises. I thought that was really romantic.
Good.
And finally, name the name of the very famous person who wrote NASA as a child wanting to be an astronaut, Hillary Clinton, Bill Gates, Donald Trump. Come on.
Gates.
I'll say Hillary Clinton.
I'll say Hillary.
Answer is Hillary Clinton.
Yes.
Got cut short like I was circumcised when I was a baby. Mike Evans sale.
Nassau,
yeah.
He's done that before.
Nassau.
No, he's done that before, and you know the deal.
Uh-huh. Can't say anything.
No, can't say anything.
That's why I was
he's
laughing.
He's called it Nassau before. That was Mike Evans, who does not know how to pronounce Nassau. Brought
Steve
to you by Annie.
Steve Buscemi?
Yeah, Steve Buscemi gets that wrong, too. He'll say it's the wine. We know better. Annie Gunn's Restaurant in the Smokehouse Market in Chesterfield Valley. Mark Reardon and Jason Becker, we leave you with just a suggestion. And that suggestion is, wow, there was a great segment over the weekend, and I don't even know where I heard it or saw it, but it was, I don't remember who it was for, which means it wasn't that effective, but they made a great point, and their point was, so many people think that if you don't have a certain amount of money, and usually it's considerable money, like $1 million, that you don't need a financial advisor. And I've said this so many times myself. The point they were trying to make was that is absolutely not the case. The people who need financial advice the most are the people whose goal is to accumulate wealth. If you have $25,000 or more, you contact Mark Reardon and Jason Becker with Stifel Nicolaus, and you get some good, solid advice. It won't cost you anything to set up a meeting. They've been doing this for 27 years. You're retiring, you're changing jobs, you have a 401k. Make sure you know what you're doing when you move that money, and they'll help you make sure you're doing it right. Stiefel-Nicholas, 27 years, good, solid, strong practice. If you already have an advisor, second opinion can never hurt. You can find out a whole lot more at markandjason.com.
Let's get a quick look at traffic now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, you're still a little bit slow on westbound 70, air flight through Lindbergh. Eastbound 270 picked up volume, Lindbergh through New Florissant. Southbound 270, just a spot between Olive and 40, again around Gravois to Tesson Ferry. Westbound 40, still finding slow, Vandeventer through McCausland. And eastbound 40, 141 through Mason. And this report's brought to you by Subway. Crunch a munta on the new Fritos Chicken Enchilada melt at Subway. The Chicken Enchilada with a gotta-have-it crunch. The crunch is calling, so hurry in to score one today. Subway, eat fresh. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
See every serve up close when Fed Cup Tennis comes to Shea Phipps Arena at St. Louis University, Saturday, April 19th through Sunday, April 20th. Don't miss Serena Williams and Team USA take on Team France as they go head-to-head in the World Group Playoff. Tickets are on sale now. Visit USTA.com/FedCup to buy tickets and be a part of the action. Players subject to change.
All right, well, this has been fun, and so much fun, I think I want to do this tomorrow. You guys in?
Yes.
In for tomorrow? Okay, Dan, are you
heck
in tomorrow?
Yeah. Right. Oh, yeah.
It's unanimous. We will be here tomorrow. We hope you will be, too. The usual suspects, same time, same station, as they used to say. Thank you so much for joining us, and beyond that, all we can say is have a great Monday evening, everybody.
Fox 2 News at 6 on KTRS is presented by Bowen Dental Care. All your family's dental needs under one roof by a family that cares. Call Bowen Dental Care at 314-921-3500. In your car, on your way home. Need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News.
Kind of gloomy across the St. Louis area. A lot of low clouds. We're starting to squeeze out a little bit of rain and light snow. We'll take a look at the radar and let you know what it means overnight tonight.
A Belleville pair charged tonight with neglect in connection with the death of a family member.
As the search continues for a missing St. Peter's College student tonight, there are new leads and false hopes. What she told a fellow student just before she vanished.
Traffic tickets by mail, the new piece of equipment in East St. Louis, some drivers are not going to like.
And with the NCAA men's basketball tournament here, now just a memory, we're looking ahead at St. Louis's bid to bring a Final Four to town.
Good evening, I'm Mandy Murphy, in for Sandy Miller tonight. Parts of our area are seeing some snowflakes falling right now, and we could have more wet on the way for tonight. Here's Chief Meteorologist Dave Murray with what we can expect, Dave.
Isn't spring great in St.
Louis? It's just wonderful.
Look at that. That's kind of murky out there. It does not look or feel